USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as President Trump says he's naming Robert O'Brien to replace John Bolton as National Security Advisor. O'Brien serving him well, he says, as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. The president tweeting that he's worked long and hard with O'Brien and is sure that he'll do a great job as NSA. Saudi Arabia says it has material evidence to show that Iran was behind the attacks on major oil facilities in Saudi Arabia that knocked out oil production last weekend. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. needs to respond to that attack.
I think the president needs to act now, and he needs to act with partners in a fashion so the Iranians will not do this ever again.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is headed to Saudi Arabia for the next few days, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress. Lewandowski saying this morning,
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. Federal Reserve policymakers are expected to announce a cut of a key interest rate when they wrap up a two-day policy meeting later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It could be days before the outcome of Israel's parliamentary election is known, as exit polls at the end of yesterday's balloting show the race still too close to call. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party trying to hold off the centrist blue and white party led by former General Benny Gantz. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter is now suggesting that some of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates may be too old for that job. The 94-year-old former president giving his annual address at the Carter Center in Atlanta yesterday.
If I were just 80 years old, if I was 15 years younger, I don't believe I could undertake the duties that I experienced when I was president.
Carter didn't mention anyone by name, but said he'd like to see an age limit on presidential candidates. Two Democratic candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, are both in their late 70s. President Trump is 73. And NASA says it's going to be sending astronauts back to the moon in the second half of 2024, the new deadline giving NASA more time to finish projects like Orion, which launches a test flight next year, and to design spacesuits for the lunar surface. NASA's been under pressure for another moon landing ever since Vice President Pence announced a five-year deadline earlier this month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.